If there's one thing we've learned about business and life, it's that people are the X factor. They constantly surprise us, both in amazing ways and not so much. We're Ben and Sia, and welcome to the Gnaw on This Business Bites podcast. This show is all about real life things we all deal with every day, how they relate to business, and how to make some sense out of our daily chaos. Welcome to the show. And welcome back to another episode of Gnaw on This Business Bites. I'm Ben, and this is Sia. Now, I was talking to some people the other day, and we came up with an idea that we thought would be really good, because, you know, your typical resume, it's 2 pages of SEO is what it is. It's, can you get every single word that's in the application onto your resume in such a way so some tracking system can go through your resume and tick boxes and make sure, yes, he's got this, yes, he's got this, yes, he's got this. Okay, now let's give it to a human being. What if we could go beyond 2 pieces of paper? Every single one of us, or at least the vast majority of us, have been on social media for years. What if we gave permission, enabled AI to track us across our social media, take a look and sit there and say, who are we truly as a human being? I mean, for me, for instance, I've written 2 books. I've got 200 plus LinkedIn articles. I've written articles for 30 different magazines. I've got 2 podcasts, including this one, and a variety of different people that I've had interviews with over the years, probably 500 or 1,000 of them. There is a vast majority, a library of stuff that gives people a great idea of who I am, what I do, why I do it, how I do it, and how I could probably add benefit to them. And if we could train AI to be able to look at that composite of information and get a more holistic view of me as a human being prior to them making a decision of whether to throw my resume in the garbage or actually move it forward, I think this would be better not only for us as people looking for a job, but for companies that are looking to hire to have a better idea of who they're getting in bed with. So, Sia, let's gnaw on this.
Ooh-wee. Okay, so you're bringing up something that I haven't thought about in 20 plus years.
Yeah.
And so I think my information is going to be hella outdated. So full disclosure, everyone in the audience there chatting with us, chatting away. I'm curious. Give me numbers. How many years has it been since you've done an actual interview? I'm curious because I think this conversation is going to be vastly different between people who have recently interviewed and people who haven't, right?
Absolutely. Now,
my understanding of, and I think you might be creating a brand new product, by the way. So this is our unpatented ideas. Don't be stealing it, you people's entrepreneurs. But yeah, so Ben, let's think about this. So we know in this day and age, most things are automated, and especially when it comes to the hiring process.
Yeah.
So usually the first quote line, I don't want to call it line of defense. Let's just say first step process in the job seeking journey is typically, okay, submit your resume into a amorphous cloud system, right?
And if you're lucky, you're allowed to put a cover letter with it that gives it a little bit more human. But let's go from there. Let's assume that.
Okay. So let's make this my assumption then. My assumption is maybe your ultimate question is not so much do we trust AI, but it is knowing that's going to be integral, whatevs, part of the process. What if it is we reprogram, sell a new program for the human resources peoples of the world, recruiting peoples of the world, where you have the ability to submit what I call unstructured data to them. Mm-hmm. And I'm using a technical term, but that's what the social media is. Like, look at my quote social, when we say social media, we're not talking about your TikTok dances, okay? We're talking about what have you leveraged, aka LinkedIn, for example. And if you are doing TikTok, maybe you're talking about business concepts that can further augment like your brand to mm-hmm. that company. So AI doesn't just look at a piece of paper to say, meh, nah, nope, you don't have all the SEO keywords we're looking for, so therefore you're rejected, right? So that's my answer to you is AI is going to happen no matter what. Whatever software program that they're going to use on the HR side to scan and read through, think who they think is potentially the best candidates, it is what it is. But I do think all those companies that have that program, you should add in a section of, hey, what are your social media handles? They may do it already. Correct me, everyone, tell me in the audience if I'm wrong or not. But, you know, what's your social media handles? Is there a QR code that we can find it? What's your link tree? If you want to just do, here's my link tree code that goes everything. Maybe specific highlighted videos. Here's some interviews that I've done. So then you're allowing that hyperlink access. So yes, I'm right there with you.
But it's also the interpretation of it, because yeah, there's a lot of companies that sit there and say, okay, give us your YouTube channel. They give us your LinkedIn profile. They give you that. And they'll give it a cursory look as a human being. Says, yep, he's got one. Okay. It doesn't look horrible.
Yes. Like,
there's no pictures of him, you know, partying down on South Beach. Okay, fine. Topless bikini pictures and all those type of things. Fine. Okay. There's none of that stuff, but it takes an enormous amount of time and effort for a human being to comb through your social media. I've been on LinkedIn for 17 years. You know, I have produced over 1,000 podcasts of my own. I've probably been on another 500 podcasts. AI can do that in a matter of seconds. Within a matter of seconds, AI can look through all of that data and be able to sit there and say, okay, here's a more holistic picture of who this human being is. And is it going to be perfect? No, it's not. But what it is it's going to give a far better representation of a candidate as a human being and the various things that we should be looking at. Say, here's some things that I want to look at when I'm looking at this person's social media platform and have the AI bot go out there and search based on that criteria. So it enables us to use technology as technology should be. Now, there are people out there that don't want to have their social media combed. It's going to get combed anyway. The question is it going to get combed in a way that's going to help you or hinder you?
You know, it's 2025.
Yeah.
It better be help you, not hinder you. Like at this stage, if you're sitting there doing like, you know, upside down beer pong shots, you know, that better be part of your freaking branding by now. I mean, none Absolutely. Of this should be a shocker to anyone. Again, I feel like, well, maybe for the youngins. Hey, did you know that just because Snapchat has 8 seconds, you know, we still have access to it, right?
All you need is somebody to share your snap onto Instagram or onto Facebook or something like that, and it's there forever.
So, okay, let's talk about this, though. Okay, there is something inherently, I don't want to say unfair about the fact that, you know, I don't want to say unfair, but it does suck. AI could potentially do false negatives, meaning like they dump you because you just didn't, you know, look right. But can we argue, though, at least it's objectively rejecting you versus like a human recruiter looking and going, I don't like their font. Next. You know, there's a bias removal, I think. I think that maybe I'm just trying not to defend the AI, but I'm just saying maybe a combination of the two, maybe check. I'm sure there's got to be in these software programs where it says the AI is rejecting it, but here's people who hit 70%. And then it gives the maybe that, it weeds it down for the humans to go, okay, let me look, right? I mean, Someone tell me. I don't know, man.
Well, I think that there always has to be a human final stop.
Yeah.
You know, there always has to be a human final stop. Okay, here, let's be realistic. You know, Human Resources puts an ad out there. They're going to get 300, 400, 500 people that apply for a job. 60 to 70% of those people have no right whatsoever to be applying for those jobs because they've got maybe 20% of the things, but they sit there and say, well, I can create an AI bot that's going to apply for every job under the sun for me, so I'm going to do that. So you have all that going on. The trick is to sit there and say, how do we sit there and say the people that are questionable, people that sit there and go, wait a second, they're right on the threshold. Maybe we should look at more information. Maybe we should look at all more information to sit there and say, okay, are they truly who they say they are, or are they worth another look so we can give more information to the human beings that are actually coming through, you know, that last, you know, line of defense to give them the opportunity to make better decisions. And I think that that's what it's using is sitting there going, okay, I want the AI bot to be looking for this, 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 and this. Here are the five criteria we want to look at within the social media. How do they rank on this based on these objective things that we want, that we're looking for? And I think if we can be smarter at the questions that we ask, we can come up with better answers. And I look at it and sit there and say, why not? Why aren't we? You know, why aren't we giving companies the opportunity to make better decisions? Because right now it's a revolving door in HR. People are lasting 6 days, 6 weeks, 6 months, 15 months. And beyond that, it's a miracle. You know, you look at people's resumes, you talk to HR professionals, and the amount of revolving door there is backfilling jobs that should not have to be backfilled because there's not a culture fit, that there's not an alignment, there's not a purpose fit. The person's out there just looking to, you know, see if they can get a better job title at your company so they can apply for somebody else, something else somewhere else. All of that is out there. And I think that the more more information we can give people to make better decisions, the better the hiring process is going to be for everybody.
So I'm really intrigued to hear about the experience of the job searcher. Like, is it, like, I guess I've been very fortunate, like my two jobs that I had were referrals.
Yeah.
So is today's market for searching for your next thing, do we just have to accept the fact that either if we don't have a referral, we're really slinging a ton of resumes out and hoping something catches? Like, what's that experience been? Have you talked to folks about it? Like, is it,
well,
like
a majority? I'm right there. I decided December 31st to burn down the ship. I decided after 17 years of owning my own company and someone who hasn't done a resume in 30 years, you know, hasn't looked for a job in 30 years, that it was time to go back in-house to work for a mid to large corporation where I can be somewhere that can create impact and somewhere where I can coach, mentor, and lead the next generation. Right. You know, I've decided it's time in my career to give back and be part of something bigger. Now, to do that, the real deep conversations I've had, the meaningful conversations I've had, the ones that have been impactful are somewhere where I've known someone or somebody I know has known someone.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
If you're just putting your resume in without a backdoor, without having some magical special skill, without having something that is that, it's very challenging out there. And the truth of the matter is, the older you get, the more challenging it gets, and there's other things involved. But that's okay. That's interesting. I mean, because the stuff that I want is very specific.
I was just going to say, I think age, good, bad, ugly, and different kids, there's, especially us Gen Xers, like, you know, we're aging out.
Yeah.
I don't want to say we're aging out, but we are.
But you know what? We also are the ones that have been down the holes.
Right.
That know the way out and know how to avoid them. And that's worth a lot of money organizations. I've saved companies millions of dollars because I know where the holes are and I know how to avoid them.
So,
and a 20 something year old doesn't even know where the holes are.
You know where the bodies are buried, so you can avoid them holes.
I know where the bodies are buried. Exactly.
So you're not digging and resurfacing them. No, I'm thinking along the lines of, okay, so let me modify our conversation a little bit further and go, oh, let me ask this and go and ask. Yeah. Here we go, yo. Here we go.
Okay.
Yo.
And then we got to land this plane.
You can offer yourself up to pay it forward, you know, as an employee, but couldn't it be argued that the consulting, the gig economy is really more along the lines of the direction corporate entities are moving towards? Like, do we really want to be a full-time employee, a W-9? Maybe we're 1099.
There are arguments for both sides, and that's a completely different conversation.
Okay, I'll try not to derail.
That conversation is completely different in the fact that, you know what, whether you want to be that W-2 or 1040 employee up in Canada or on a consulting basis or whatever, comes down to what are the things that are important to you, both as an organization and also somebody wanting to be within the organization. You know, not everybody wants to be self-employed. Not everybody wants to be, true, you know, living a life where, you know, sometimes you're really rich and sometimes you're living off your past experiences. Yeah. You know, I've been an entrepreneur for over 25 years.
Yeah.
It's got its great points. It's got its bad points. So there's good days, there's bad days, and there's ugly days. And you know what? It all depends on what you're looking for, what's important to you as a person, and also in an organization. Some organizations want to have top tier talent in house. You know, yeah, they know the unpredictability of the consulting market, and there is a lot of unpredictability in the consulting
100%.
But as I said, that's a different world. Let's get into that next time. Okay. But for today, the question lies, and this is something for everybody to ask for themselves, whether they would, as if they were applying for a job, would they want an AI bot having the ability to comb through their social media and through their online life to be able to enable a better understanding of who they are, what they do, and why they do it? And I'd be curious to hear what people are saying in the comments. So let's leave it there. I'm Ben.
I'm Sia.
And we'll see you soon.
Hey, hey, hey. Thanks for listening to another episode of Not On This, Business Bites. If you liked what you heard, we most humbly ask that you like, share, and hit that subscribe button. If you want to communicate more effectively within your organization, contact Ben at imbenbaker.com or me at brilliantbeingmedia.com. We can help you build your community, brand awareness, and personality through digital content and podcasting. We cannot wait to hear from you. See you next week for another episode of Not On This, Business Bites.